Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is Friday night. God, it's here. It's here. It's here. All of you who are listening now, who listen to the show, thank you normally. But this is the most requested guest of my shows. I mean, she leaves after the show, and I get a message like, when is she coming back? Like she doesn't have a life. She's just going to do my show. All kidding aside, I love this woman. She is adorable. I love her. She is great. And I and that's just her writing. But the lovely and talented Robin Peterman. Hello.
Hi, Bennett. Thank you for having me.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, now I've gotten more. Now everybody hears you. It's like everybody's now sort of woken up and has more questions. I mean, we had the website, like, had a, you know, we had questions. I put up the show 2 days ago, and suddenly there's been an overflux. I mean, I hate to say it. Wix is going to be zoomed out. Zoom me out because of all the questions that are coming through.
Well, that makes me happy. So hit me, baby.
Okay. I'm going to ask this. You've heard this question already, but I'm going to ask for Monica. Let me get it first. She says, my husband reads your site over my shoulder. Can you say Pookie Wookie or something like it to Donald?
Yes, I can. But I will tell you, Monica, half the time I write that stuff and I can't even pronounce it. So, and I have people write in and ask me if I can. I say no. Let's see. What's his name? Donald?
Donald, yeah.
Okay, Donald, you are my Pookie Woo Woo Loopy Whoppy Mama. Is that good?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. I don't know if she's happy or not. I got the question a little while ago.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, this is Dale asked this one.
Okay.
He couldn't come down to see your Christmas Carol that you directed. Would you another play, and would you put it on video so all of us can watch?
Okay, yes, I'll do another play. I have a theater company here. Steve and I and my partner, Diana Evans, we started a nonprofit theater company. We teach classes. I direct shows. You know what? We can't put them on YouTube because it's illegal. I mean, a lot of people do, but actually we rent, you know, the scripts from New York and from the publishing houses. And so, no, I can't put them on YouTube. However, I do direct a couple shows a year. So they got to bring their hiney down to Kentucky. So there.
Tell me.
Good
I'll
answer.
Make sure we promote it on a show.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love, love, love doing that.
Okay. If you weren't a writer, what would you do? Other than
be
a great
prison.
Mom.
I'm a great mom. No, I would probably... Look, writing is a very good thing. I was an actor my whole life, and then I have so many people in my head... that writing probably saves me from myself. So if I wasn't a writer, gah. You know, I like to cook a lot. I couldn't do that. That would drive me nuts. I got to stay a writer. There.
Okay, well,
I just got
a message. When are you doing Chopped? They said, when are you doing Chopped?
Oh, my God, I would love to do that. Oh, my God. I watch those cooking shows. I freaking love them. And then, sadly, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm a little bit addicted to Hoarders. Isn't that horrible? But anyway, but no, the cooking shows, I would
love. So I could see you doing Chopped. You know, a writer's segment of Chopped.
Get
say, Cynthia St. Aubin and you and... And
yeah,
Sarah and I don't know who else, but get four writers and all of you on Chopped, you know, with
Well, you know,
interesting
you know that
ingredients.
Cynthia, Cynthia would use a lot of cheese. Just saying, the girl loves her cheese. So yeah.
I understand that. And by the way, thank you, Sabrina, for the question here. Andrew, if you were going to cast Wear Me Out into a film, who would you cast?
You know, there's so many freaking good actors. You know who I picture in my head for most of my heroes, and Steve's not the right age, but I picture my husband. I mean, there's part of him in every single one of the heroes I write, and I can hear his voice. He doesn't look like Junior did, but so I'm cheating and just saying I'd probably cast Steve in everything, and it would be appropriate.
Well, I'm saying that I'm going to ask Jan's question here. Is Steve doing?
Steve is just fine. He and I taught 2 acting classes tonight before I did the interview with you. He's in town right now, which is awesome. Planet of the Apes comes out, or War of the Apes comes out in July. And he's possibly going to do another TV show for ABC next year, but he's freaking awesome. I like him a lot.
Would you ever go... Okay, this is from Patty. Would you ever go back to acting, going back to doing a part on film?
Now, Patty, that's an interesting question. The answer is probably no. I'm still union. I'm still SAG. I'm still equity and after and all that kind of stuff. However, I like being on the other side now. Like, I love directing the shows for our theater company. I like teaching kids. It's a whole different ball of wax when you're a woman in show business. And I'm of, you know, the half-century mark-ish. And
let's say you're younger than Meryl Streep, okay?
Meryl Streep is all kinds of brilliant. Yeah, I don't care how old. I'm 51. But, you know, I never say never to pretty much anything. But the thought doesn't really exist. I still get calls from my old agents and, like, what are you doing? Are you interested? I just got one last fall, and I started laughing so hard. And they're like, what do we have to do to make you come up, you know, to New York for this? I'm like, you'd have to pay me so much money, people would laugh their heads off. Because I'm pretty darn happy doing what I'm doing. And I'm a full-time mom, you know, and this is awesome. And my kids are getting, you know, my kids are in high school, and I'm not missing anything. So it would take a whole lot. But, again, never say never.
Well, okay, I understand that. And you do this show once a quarter, so I'm happy. I'm thrilled. Yes, guys, once a quarter. That's all she's allowed, okay?
There you go.
I know you. Everybody wants you here weekly, by the way. I've already got 3 people saying, can't you come more?
Oh, my God. They get sick of me.
Hey. They get sick of me. I understand that. I want you to tell me, you have a special doing RWA this year with you and 4 other
RT.
Authors. It's RT? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but you have a special book that's gonna. They gotta go to RT to get it. Would you like to tell them about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
and that's from
RT
Dana,
year,
by
is,
the way.
Okay, hi Dana. That is in Atlanta, and I'm doing actually a bunch of panels. The panel you're talking about is with like my girls, my writing group here in Kentucky. It's me, J.M. Madden, Kathleen Brooks, Chris Calvert, and Heather Sinceri, and we're 4 indies. The indie authors who come from different jobs. I was an actress. Jennifer was a cop. Chris was a marketing executive. Heather was an accountant. Kathleen was a lawyer. And the book is, it has one of our novellas each and our indie story in it. So we put together this novella for people who come to our panel. So it was just a fun thing. But I'm on panels with Dorinda Jones, Molly Harper, Eve Langley. Awesome, awesome people. It's going to be, I'm excited. It's going to be a blast. I get to see tons of friends and lots of readers. And I don't do as many of these as I used to do. So this year I'm just doing RT, and I'm doing RTC, which is in Ottawa in August. So I'm doing two this year, two big ones.
Okay. This is from Patricia. And she said, okay. Would you ever retire from writing?
No. I'm going to be right until the day I die. You know what? It's the best freaking job ever. One, I don't have to get dressed up or put on makeup. Two, I have so many stories in my head. I don't know. It brings me great. It brings me joy. I love this. So I know I can't see myself retiring ever, ever.
Okay. This is from another Jennifer. And she said,
hi, Jennifer.
I heard that you're working on a project that's not one of your books. Would you care to share, elaborate about it?
Yeah.
She's good.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what happened. I have a Kindle world based on my Magic and Mayhem series, and other authors write in that world. And Susan Stoker, who's a very dear friend and a brilliant author, also has a Kindle world, and she writes military romance. And when we met, she's like, hey, you're going to write in my world, and I'm going to write in yours. I said, dude, we don't even write the same genre. She goes, I don't care. So she wrote in my world, and it was freaking hilarious. And I will be writing a military romance novella in her world, and that will be, I think it comes in August. So it'll still be funny and fun, so it's because that's kind of my natural place to be.
Right.
But it's fun for me to challenge myself. So, I'm going to do a military romance, bang, shoot, bang them up novella for Susan Stoker's Kindle world.
And that's when?
I think I'm pretty sure that launch is August 2017. So that's when that'll be out.
Okay. Danny asks a similar question. Are there any more writing challenges you want to do?
You know what? Yeah. Because if you don't have more challenges, you should probably get out. Or if you think you're at the top of your game in anything, as an actor or any kind of art, a writer, then you should get out. So, yeah, and one thing I'm doing that I haven't done yet is I'm going to, in my Hot Damn series, two popular characters are the Kev and Gemma, and they're fairies. And I've never written a book with dual points of view because I write in first person. But they've both been around since book one, and they're going to be book nine. I'm going to write his point of view and her point of view in that book. So that's something different. I wrote from the male point of view last year, which was a blast, and I hadn't done that before. So, yeah, constantly, but that's the next thing that I haven't done yet that I'm going to do. That'll be out hopefully July.
Okay, that'll be in July. Well,
I think
do you
so.
Want to tell
yeah.
them about I just read five chapters. I have read five chapters of your newest book. Would you like to tell them about Fastenly Fanged?
Yes. I'm so excited for it. It comes out April 24th, and it's Venus's story. And she's also been around since book one. She is a strong, beautiful woman with a rough past. And I don't want to give away anything. If I talk too much, I'll give away the whole freaking book. Suffice it to say, either go to my website and read a couple chapters, or you can go to InstaFreebie and read the first five chapters. But a lot of people have been waiting for this book, and it took me on a ride I didn't even know I was going to take, which is one of the reasons I like to write so much. But I'm wildly proud of this book, and I cannot freaking wait till it comes out. So there, I didn't give anything away, did I? No.
No, I don't think so. Danielle asks this. Have you ever started writing a book and then just say, in the middle of it, toss it out because it's not working for you?
That's an interesting question. No, and here's why. I pants, which means I write by the seat of my pants. So I really don't get what people would call writer's block, because if I start to get stumped, I know I turned in a wrong direction. I don't plot heavily. So I always just step back. I have chapters that I've taken out that I put in a folder that maybe I use some other way or maybe I don't. But no, I have not dumped a book yet. I'll just, if I'm getting stuck, I know that I made a wrong turn, and I'll just go back a chapter or two and start going again.
Okay, this is from Asia. She asks, have you ever wanted to scribe a screenplay? Hey, let me try that tongue twister again.
That's a good one. Asia, that's some fancy alliteration there, baby. I have, actually. It's not my most favorite thing to do. How Hard Can It Be was optioned for a film. When I was an actor, I did something called punching up scripts, which means I wrote jokes. So I'd always written. And the studio that bought this knew that, and so I wrote the script. That was like Sophie's Choice, because I took a 350-page book and had to cut it down to a 110-page screenplay. I prefer to write books. Now, my brother is a screenwriter, very successful screenwriter, writes horror films, and he loves it. He would never want to do what I do. It's a different art, and in the technical part of it, I mean, it's completely different. I really like tons of internal thought. I like tons of characters. I like complicated plot. So it would be hard for me to pare it down to the length it has to be. But I have done it, and I probably won't do it again soon. So there you go.
Okay. What authors do you admire, alive or dead?
Oh, my God. The list would be enormous. First ones that come to my mind, Dorinda Jones, I love. Donna McDonald, Molly Harper, Dakota Cassidy, Janine Frost, Thea Harrison, J.M. Madden, Eve Langley. I love Cynthia St. Aubin. There are so, and I'm leaving out so many people, Chris Calvert. I'm a voracious reader. I also like David Sedaris and Kurt Vonnegut. I like John Irving.
Oh, I love you. You knew that. I love you. David Sedaris.
Oh, my God. I turned my daughter onto David Sedaris. She's 15, and she is eating it up. Me talk funny one day. I mean, you know what else? There are also, I love some Jane Austen. I love Sense and Sensibility. Anne of Green Gables, Ellen Montgomery growing up was, golden to me. Madeline L'Engle, A Wrinkle in Time. I read biographies. I read a lot of different kinds of stuff.
I got cereal boxes after those.
Yeah. So,
I did a vacation once, and I brought four books, and I went through them like popcorn, and I was married at the time, and I was given cereal boxes to read because I was bored.
I'll read a cereal box. You know what I do when I'm eating cereal? I make words. I try to spell my name, in the frickin' letters and see how quickly, I don't know. But anyway, I do all kinds of stuff like that. I like word games. I like Scrabble. I like anything like that.
One you mentioned who we love dearly, but she's under the weather, and that's all I really want to say, loves Supernatural and Lucifer and others, and they ask, we're talking Dakota, of course. I love Dakota.
Yep, and you know what? By the way, Dakota and I talk very regularly, and she's doing great. She's doing great. So that's
she's getting better, she and I spoke. I've already spoke to her, and she promised me that she will come on when she gets a little more vocal.
Yeah, and she, you know what? She, quite honestly, she's getting there. She sounds.
I know that.
Great.
They ask about you first, and then they ask about Dakota, and then they ask about Cynthia St. Aubin. It's like the Holy Trilogy, you know?
Yeah.
And Cynthia
those
was
are
on
girls.
Last month, so it's your month.
Yeah. See? There you go. Thank you, baby.
And I want to get Dakota on when she gets better, and I really do. And but they all ask. So
because they love her, and she's great.
We all love her. I love her dearly too, because I don't have to work for a living. I just sit back and let you guys do all the work.
Well, you're good at what you do, my friend.
This is, we're talking about Dakota. She likes Supernatural and Lucifer. What are the favorite TV shows currently that you like to watch? They can be old ones, they could be new ones, whatever.
I kind of already told you. I'm a little bit addicted to, the Cooking Channel. And I like Project Runway. It's those kind of shows. I haven't really gotten addicted to anything lately because I tend to write at night. So, yeah, I mean, what I'll do is I'll go in and watch something that I don't have to follow heavily, like, you know, HGTV or the Cooking Channel or something like that. So that's kind of my thing.
Are you ready for Sunday's Iron Chef Gauntlet?
Yes, always, always.
Yeah, I've been supplementing my Beat Bobby Flay to watch Gauntlet and see what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's
and give me
fun.
Alton as the. Oh yeah, I love Gauntlet. I really, really do.
Yeah.
I saw the first episode already. It is good.
Okay, good.
I get one of those. I get those screeners. Okay. Angela asks, how long did it take you to write? How long did it take you to write Wear It Out? We
wear
know you're
out.
A pantser. Yeah.
I am. First draft, I can knock out in 3 weeks. But then that's a first draft. So then, you know, then it's another couple weeks before it's ready to go to my critique partners. And then after that, my editor. So I'd say turnaround. I'd also just know that I write very, very, very fast. But so I guess for the full thing to go through its stuff, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they want more from you. You realize that.
Oh my God, there's no way to feed people's appetite because you can't write fast enough, which is why I promote the people I read and my friends because they're so dang good. There's no way to feed people's appetite or else I would have no fingers, brain left. But I do. I mean, I produce pretty quickly, but clearly not. Like, people will read the book and they'll write me and they say, okay, when's the next one coming out? I'm like, are you kidding me? I literally just put this book out. But that's also flattering. It's flattering.
I'm flattered that they messaged me and they're like, when is she coming back? And I just had
that's
you as a
sweet.
Guest. You know, it's like,
that's
yeah.
Sweet.
It's the
yeah.
same point. They will love you. I mean, you'll love. Dakota's love. You
that
know.
Makes me feel good.
Okay. Now, let me ask a couple of stupid questions. You know my stupidity.
Do it. Do it.
Okay, this is from, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, I've got like 12 pages of notes here. So Mary says,
yeah.
When are you going to write another series?
Well, Mary, I'm doing a couple new things. I write three series right now, which is kind of what I can handle. However, I'm doing a spinoff on the Hot Damn series called The Satan Chronicles because Satan is truly one of my most popular characters. He's hilarious, hotter than, you know, Hades in August. And he's a really super fun character. And that's going to be a 6-book spin series off the Hot Damned. I do have an idea for a brand new series, but that I probably won't drop anything on that until 2018.
Okay.
So.
Okay. This is from, let me try to get this person's name pronounced correctly. I don't want to get killed. Oh, Patricia here. Oh, okay. Sorry. So, it's spelled different
hard.
Than normal, Patricia.
Okay.
She asked, if somebody offered you the chance to write a script for Lucifer, would you?
Nope. We've already been through that one. No.
No. They want you to write it like the Hot Damn series. I know.
They like my Satan. No, I really like writing books. Actually, writing for TV is a very high-pressured thing. And that would not – my speed at which I write would probably be very conducive to something like that. However, my joy would not be there. It's, you know, there's not one writer on a show. It's a conglomerate of writers. And there's a head writer and there's a whole system that happens. And that, yeah, nope. Like to watch stuff, but no, don't want to write TV.
I love Holly Jackson does a lot of yours and Dakota's. And
no, Holly
other
actually is
books.
Going to be doing. Holly hasn't done mine yet, but Holly is going to be doing the Shift Happens series. She's going to be Essie. That
That's
deal
what
just
I wanted
went
to make
down.
Sure. Now,
yeah,
now,
Holly is Essie.
Good. But somebody
yeah,
asked if Tom Ellis would read Satan, would you like it?
Oh my God, that'd be kind of hot. Yeah, I don't have anybody set up for Satan yet. I'm going to have to think about that. However, there is very much truth now because of the deal I just made that Steve will be reading Pirate Dave.
Wait. I missed this. Steve is reading Pirate Dave?
He is. He's agreed to it for real. It's going to happen.
I've been waiting for this now. Remember,
I
get a small thank you, Ben.
Yeah,
when is it coming?
Well, the whole How Hard Can It Be series and the whole Shift Happen series is all going into audio. It's all in production right now. All of the books are. And we made a deal there. So probably he'll probably record it this summer. So I'm going to say, late summer, early fall, that'll be out. But oh my God, I've heard him reading it in the kitchen and that book's just wrong. I'm like, God, did I really write that? But it's freaking funny. I mean, it's
I'm
wrong.
Not
but
laughing at you.
Wrong.
I'm laughing because this is my wish come true.
I know. Well, it's supposed to be the worst. I mean, it's a spoof. It's a spoof. And we're probably going to have fun with it. And he's going to interview me. I mean, we're just going to let this baby rip and just have a really good time. So hopefully people will want to listen to that.
I think one of the first shows we did, we discussed that. And you were saying you wanted to do that with puppets. And I'm like, yeah, I'd watch it.
Puppets on YouTube. That was hilarious. However, here's what I really hope. I hope it's not the first thing they ever hear that I wrote, because then they're going to think I'm right. I am out of my mind, but they're going to think I'm so far out of my mind. But
yeah, well, you know that's my December seasonal holiday gift.
Okay, you got it, baby.
I want the CDs of it with Steve reading. It's like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I've been wanting this for, what, 2 years? 3 years?
Yes, you have. You have.
And now it's like coming to fruition.
It is.
That's the scary part.
You're correct.
What,
that's actually frightening. But go ahead.
No. I know you're a great author, and I know that, if... You know how Ace Atkins is now doing Spencer and, of course, his other work, and other authors are taking over from other people who pass on or retire or whatever.
Right.
What author would you like to take over after they pass over or die and offer it to you? And that is from Noel.
Noel, that's a bizarre question, but I'll do my best to answer that sucker. Honestly, I can only write for me. I'm weird enough and bizarre enough, and I think that's about all I can handle. And I don't want to wish anybody retirement or, God forbid, death. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm just going to stick with me. It's kind of a non-answer, but I'm going with it.
Brett asks, if somebody offered to put your books in comic, would you like it?
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't think you'll be writing it. You might. I don't know. But they would basically adapt your characters to a comic book format.
Yeah, I don't know. It would have to be really somebody unique and warped. And I would have to have a hand in that because I'm so married to all those people. They live inside my head. So, but that's kind of cool. Oh God, who is it that does that? She's a great author, Canadian. Bitten, she wrote Bitten. Armstrong, Kelly Armstrong. She does that. And those are pretty cool. Those are pretty darn cool.
DeCandido does too. He did the Cars comic book years ago.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is from Brett, and he really would love you to. He would love one of your adventures of Fastly Dead in comic book. I'm like,
well,
okay, Brett.
Okay. In all my spare time, and considering the extent of my drawing is stick figures, it's probably not.
No, they would hire you an artist. They wouldn't. You wouldn't be doing the art.
Oh, it would be freaking disaster, dude. A disaster.
Okay. This is, and I don't wish death on you either, but this is from Simon. Who would you want to write your books after you pass away?
Well, I'm a vampire, so that's not going to happen. So it'll continue to be me. Or else I'll do it ghostly. But I, you know, what's funny is I have the Kindle world, and people are writing in my world, and I've gotten such a dang kick out of reading stuff written in my world with some of my characters. And everybody that's written in my world I've invited, and they're friends, and they're all very good writers. People should check that out if they haven't either, because some of those are so freaking funny. But once I'm gone, I'm gone. And I wouldn't want my name to be sold and to be written under somebody else, because my brain is my brain, and it's a weird brain. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I love your weird brain. You could be weird anytime with me, sweetheart. Anytime.
Weird is a compliment at my house.
Hey, I love your weird brain, and as long as Steve doesn't hit me for calling you weird, we're good.
Oh, no. Weird's a compliment.
Because I'm the biggest. Okay. What is your next Kindle World releases coming up? Do you know?
June. Yeah, I have June and then October. And I have 15 authors coming out in that launch, and 12 of them, or no, 14 of them are writing series within my world, which is an enormous compliment. I just feel humbled by it. They have continued to come back. Renee George is on her fourth book in my world.
And yeah, I know.
Wonderful books. Michelle Bardsley. I mean, they keep coming back. Deanna Chase is coming back. I mean, it's just Barbara Nino. It's amazing. I'm blown away. I also make it really fun, and I take really good care of everybody that's there, because I take their commitment to me very seriously. But that, I've had a blast with that. A lot of work, but totally well worth it and really enjoyable.
Since you, of course, with the Kindle world, it is your world. Do you go to an author and say, you got to change that, or you got to tweak that,
no,
or whatever?
No. I have invited only men and women into my world whose writing I admire, who I already think are excellent writers. I jokingly tell them not to kill off my characters, but they can. It's fan fiction to a certain degree, so they can do whatever they want. And I got to say, the results of the amazing people that have said yes to writing in my world have been, it's phenomenal. And it's funny. I read some of it, and I'm like, wow, is that her history? I'm like, I believe it. And they're people I've made up in my head. But, Donald McDonald wrote a trilogy about the Baba Yaga, and I was like, my God, this is her backstory. And she said, I took a character you made up. I said, yeah, but I feel like it's real. So that's been pretty cool. No, I have very few rules. Some authors have rules. Some authors own those characters once people write them. I don't do any of that. I don't own those characters. I don't write those characters. It's their thing. So does it follow the series? No. But just the whole idea of that much fan fiction written in a world I created is such a frickin' compliment. And the people that have said yes are just such good authors. So it's just it rocks.
Okay. This is from Diana. She asks, would you ever work with any of these authors on an anthology of your world? Not just a Kindle world. What? I mean, you know, work with them. You know, you and they work on a book together. Yeah.
Yeah. No, probably not. I write best solo. Dakota and I have done a little playing that way. Finding somebody with your sensibility and your style is hard. I'm not saying it wouldn't probably be fun, but I write better solo. All right, better solo. So, no, probably not. Probably not.
Let me give you 1 second to rest your voice while I do my homework before people kill me.
You do it.
On the 17th, Sarah Abrams and I will be back on The Legal Show. We have a lovely legal case to discuss on Monday the 17th. On the 19th, we have Michelle Paisley Reed discussing her self-help book on the 19th on Let's Talk. On the 20th, we're free, but I will be speaking at an engagement for Autism Speak. So if you're in the Bethesda area, I will be talking. I will be moderating or narrating or whatever you want to call it for the Autism Speak program on the 20th in Bethesda. So, yes, please come by, say hello, kiss my ring, whatever you want. On the 21st, there's a lovely podcast called Slave Nation, and they have a lovely, lovely hostess called Antique Deb, and we will be discussing Slave Nation and its podcasts and her abilities and everything else. The amazing thing is the podcast is still going on. It goes on 3 times a week, and it's for 90 minutes, and it is fascinating. If you haven't listened to it, please listen to it. On the 24th, we'll have another legal show. On the 26th, we'll have Danica Kane with her first book. On the 27th, I will be in the abyss with the lovely and talented hostess Elizabeth Black, and she'll be running me through my paces. And on the 28th, Jennifer Chase will be discussing her new book, and I get to just listen and just thrill like I do with this lady. So that's the rest of the month, folks. And by the way, if you celebrate Hanukkah or Passover, enjoy the holiday. Please enjoy your family, your friends, everything else. Please don't forget that. Okay. Brian asks, let me come back to this lovely lady. Brian asks, how did it feel when you first found out you were a USA Today or New York Times best-selling author?
It felt great. It felt great because it meant a lot of people bought the book. I think there are tons of incredible authors who sell a lot of books who don't have those letters, but and I don't think you need them to sell books. However, it felt really, really nice. I screamed a little. I screamed
okay.
A lot, but
as long as you don't scream at me, I'm good.
No, I mean, I scream with happiness. I cry with happiness. I'm wildly emotional. So there you go.
Okay. What do we have for you upcoming that these people can buy soon?
Fashionably Fanged comes out the 24th of April. And then the next book in the Magic and Mayhem series, I'm getting close to being done with A Tale of Two Witches, probably towards the end of May. And then the Kindle World is in June. And then after that, we'll look for Fashionably Fabulous, the Kevin Gemma. I'll be writing in Susan Stoker's Kindle World. And then the whole audio set, I'm not exactly sure when Audible will have them done, but the whole Shift Happens series is coming out on audio, and the whole Handcuffs and Happily Ever After series is coming out on audio. That's what Holly...
And Pirate Dave.
And Pirate Dave.
Sorry,
yes.
That's one of my favorites, okay?
It's a lot of
and you know
favorites,
that.
Which is... I know.
We're all allowed a favorite. That's mine. Okay, if you guys have it, is it still free on Amazon or is it cost now?
Yes, no, it will always be free because it's free. But yeah, it's a spoof. It's a spoof. It's a spoof. And you should probably read How Hard Can It Be first so you understand why I wrote Pirate Dave. But yeah, it's free.
Okay.
Actually,
Aaron
all my
asked,
first and series are free. Go ahead.
Aaron asks, would you ever write a book, How to Write a Book?
Absolutely
not. Like Stephen
not.
King's On Writing or anything like that?
Oh, that's a brilliant book, but I'm no Stephen King. He's incredible.
Don't knock yourself, lady.
No. I'm very proud of what I do, but I think Stephen King is awfully special. He's an amazing person, very funny. No, but I'm always – I think it's really important to pay it forward. So I talk constantly to people – who are starting or all kind of things like that. So I will help like crazy, but no, I wouldn't write How to Write a Book because God, I don't even know how I write a book. I'm so disorganized and all over the place. So I don't have a formula. Mm-mm.
You don't have a formula, but these people love you. And I will say this now, I'll say this later. And no, I have four people already messaged. When is she coming on next?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. You know what? I'll come on in May when Sassy's book comes out, if you want
good.
Me back.
Good. You know I'd love it. We'll work on it when we get offline because I want to get the date so that way it's set in stone and in the calendar. Because this is, God, I get more questions. It's like I'm scared when I get – it's not that I don't love you, but it's like, oh, my God, these people want to know everything. I mean, I went through a couple of them that, you know, we weeded out. But still, God. They love you. Yes, ladies.
They love my book.
They love you and your books, okay? But I love
you,
and I can get it. Hopefully Steve won't hit me. I love you when you know that.
I do, and I love you too, and I love being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All kidding aside, how do these people, other than smoke signals, get a hold of you if they want to send you a hi, I love you, or whatever?
You know, on my website, there's a direct email, and that comes to me. And unless they're really nasty, I answer all of them. I don't answer the nasty ones. But, yeah, people write me all the time. They have the neatest things to say, and I write you back. Sometimes it takes me a little bit because it gets crazy, but... I love getting mail. So, yeah, on my website, there's a place where you can contact me.
Okay. And she answers smoke signals. Rare, but she answers smoke signals. Tano sends them. All kidding aside, in the minute we have left, anything you want to wrap up with, dear?
No, I'm just glad that you're feeling better. Life is good, man. Take it by the balls and twist. That's my theory, and that we've all got nothing to lose. Go for it. How's that?
I love this woman. You know that. I'll admit it, and Steve can hit me later. But I love this woman, and she can do no wrong in my eyes. And yes, she is as everybody says. The most requested guest, and we'll work out a time in May or in June because I want her back as always.
Thank you.
My love to the kids and Steve and everybody else because you are a wonderful person. I can get away with saying poison.
Back at you. Yeah, you can. That actually sounded good. That sounded good, babe.
Thank you. All kidding aside, good luck. Oh, tell them we have like 30 seconds, but you have a theater there, and they should come there and visit and watch you do plays.
Yeah.
And watch her with the director's hat. I know what
that's
I'm buying
right.
her for Christmas, the director's hat.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll wear it.
Good night. Be well. Good night to all of you. I will see you next week. Antique Deb and Slave Nation will be our guests on the show. We'll be just have a good time. Good night.
Good night.